realestate.com.au's Property Talk podcast, brought to you by realestate.com.au Home Loans. We'll find the loan that's right for you. Call 1300 854 854.
Hello and welcome back to realestate.com.au Property Talk. This podcast series focuses on all you need to know about buying property. My name is Cameron Riley and I'm here again with our real estate expert, Andrew Pegler. Today, Andrew, we're going to talk about long-term negatively geared property investment.
Long-term negatively geared property investment is probably the most popular way of investing in property in Australia. And if you want to know more about actually negative gearing and how it works, refer to our other podcast entitled Negative Gearing and How It Works. The first thing you need to consider when looking at investing in property is the location. Now, in economics, of course, price is determined by supply and demand. With property, supply is relatively fixed.
Well, I guess they aren't making any more land, right?
No, you're right there, Cameron. They're not. Therefore, capital growth is driven by demand. So you need to buy in a sought-after location. A good capital growth location has got to have a range of things working for it. First of all, it's got to be close to transport, which has easy access to the city. And as petrol becomes more expensive and roads become more clogged, this is going to become more and more important an issue. And it's all about sea change these days, Cameron. So many Aussies want to live near the water. Being close to beaches and waterways, therefore, is always going to be a good investment. And another good investment is buying in the what's known as the inner ring suburbs. These are the ones within 15 kilometres of the CBD, and they historically grow faster than suburbs further out. Then there are what are referred to as heritage precincts. You know the sorts of areas I mean, acres of Victorian terraces or beautiful little workmen's cottages, those sort of inner city areas. The uniqueness of this sort of housing stock and the fact that they're all in well-established suburbs with period architecture means that it not only holds its value due to the fact they simply aren't making any more of these suburbs, but they grow faster in value than newer suburbs. Other things to look for include new infrastructure, especially roads and transport, the stage of gentrification the area is in, whether it's going to be rezoned from industrial to residential, or if there are any new developments in the area, because this can affect the value of real estate.
Okay, so now that we have a location, what's the next thing we should look at?
Well, you've got to think about what it is that the people who want to rent there will be after. Take into account the likes and dislikes of your potential tenants. And my rule of thumb is close, but not too close. And let me explain what I mean. Tenants like to be close to things like shopping centres and schools and cinemas and pubs and clubs and cafes, but they don't like to be right next door to them. It's the same with public transport and big roads, arterial roads, because being close is handy, but being too close means pollution and noise. Neighbourhoods with established leafy streets and pretty houses, and if they've got a beach or a park thrown in, it's always going to be popular to tenants.
Okay, another thing I've always wondered about, is it better to invest in a house or an apartment?
Cameron, generally speaking, a house grows in value faster than an apartment. But the gap is closing quite quickly because more and more Australians want to live in apartments. However, apartments are cheaper than houses, so the entry level is a little softer on the back pocket. And 70% of people who actually want to rent are looking for an apartment, so you've got more of a chance of renting out an apartment than you do of a house. But most importantly, just buy what's in demand by renters in the area that you want to buy in. So ring around real estate agents and simply just ask them what sort of properties are most in demand in that area. The next thing I want to touch on is the old new versus old debate. In other words, do I buy a new one or do I buy an old one, an old house or old apartment? The advantage of buying a new or near new property is that you can get the full benefit of the tax deduction for depreciation on the buildings, fittings and the fixtures, which makes it cheaper to own the property. And in Australia, a new building is depreciable over 40 years, so you can get 2.5% of the value of a building as a tax deduction each year over that period, which is quite a lot. Fittings and fixtures depreciate much quicker than the actual building itself, and generally that can be written off over 5 years. So your biggest depreciation is in the first 5 years from new, and that's probably the best time to buy a property if you want to maximise tax deductions.
Well, thank you, Andrew. There's a quick overview of investing in property, and we'll join you next time on the next edition of Property Talk.
See you, Cameron.
realestate.com.au's Property Talk podcast, brought to you by realestate.com.au Home Loans. We'll find the loan that's right for you. Call 1300 854 854.